In the final years of his life, T.S. Eliot struggled to articulate the reasons for his marriage to Vivian Hague-Wood. "I was very immature for my age, very timid, very inexperienced," he wrote in a private paper in the 1960s, explaining that all he really wanted from her was a flirtation or a mild affair. According to a letter written to a colleague in 1915, the marriage had been accelerated by events connected with the war. What these events were is anyone's guess. They may have had something to do with straitened circumstances of the Hague-Wood family, or with the fact that Vivian's younger brother Maurice was leaving to fight, or with the abrupt departure of Vivian's previous suitor. Whatever the case, the couple's union seemed felicitous. The poet wanted to burn my bets and commit myself to staying in England, and Vivian thought she could save the poet by keeping him in England. For a brief time, they might have been happy. Their mutual friend, Brigitte Patmore, later remembered that Vivian shimmered with intelligence in those early days, offering a personality suited to Eliot's quiet elegance. She also recalled a moment when she observed Eliot physically supporting his wife with real tenderness, demonstrating his commitment to her chosen work, which was dancing. Vivian herself later remembered how, in the early days of marriage, she and her husband would walk the streets of London at night together, planning their future. Unfortunately, the marital bliss was short-lived. Within a few weeks, T.S. Eliot wrote to his brother that he felt revitalized, but that his wife was ill. By then, he had learned some very troubling details about the health of the woman he'd married.